Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. Made it to the end of the week. Having a blast. The Titans in action on Sunday against the Houston Texans. And we say hello to former Houston Oiler and forever Tennessee Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, who is with us. What's up, Chris? You like how I did that?
What is going on? Oh, Houston, man, I can't believe that I got drafted in 1995. I mean, I had a bad haircut. I had some bad gear. But, man, that was a long time ago, man.
But you know what? You haven't aged a day.
Yeah, I lost some hair. I got a cul-de-sac now. So that's the difference right there.
That's a good one. I want to start with a guy that Teron Davenport has dubbed the Honda Accord. Had a 98-yard touchdown catch last week. And not only did he have the catch, but I mean he deked that using a hockey term, he kind of deked the DB.
Yeah, he did.
And made him miss, made him fall down, look silly, and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine scores that touchdown. I mean, now you got people saying, give this man an extension,
absolutely,
3 years, whatever. I mean, but you got to have those guys in your locker room, right?
Yeah, I mean, you do. I mean, that's the kind of guys we had in 1999, who guys that are not selfish, just coming to work every day. And you love to see a guy like that to make plays and always getting overlooked. Let me give you a perfect example. Just like when TD called him a Honda Civic or a Honda Accord, whatever.
Honda Accord.
Here's the thing about that. There's a lot of flashy cars out there. There's a lot of good cars that are beautiful. But when you open up the hood of a Honda, it's built different. I said that last week, and that's exactly what NWI is. He's built different. And when I say he's built different, he never complains. He never goes to the coach. He never screams. He just does his job every single day. So for him to have the longest touchdown in franchise history, it couldn't go to a better guy, because you love exactly what he does each and every week.
Are you seeing more from Will Levis in the direction that you've wanted to see over the course of the last two games? Do you feel like he's sitting out, he has learned some things, and he's improved?
Yeah, see, that's the key word, is he's improved. And when you have a player that's improved, he's going to get better and better. But here's what I want to see, with Will Levis. I still want to see the consistency, not just in two games. I want to see the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh game of being consistency, of going through your reads, consistency of making plays. But then away from that, you know, even though you might have the stats, last week he threw for 295, you have to start, cultivating some wins. So even though he's getting better and he's doing those things, I want to see this. I want to see when it's late in the game, when you have no timeouts, you got 45 seconds, and you have to score a touchdown. I want to see him take over that game. I want to see him lead, passing the ball, running the ball, and getting in the end zone. So when I see that, then I'm going to actually be a believer that he can, lead this franchise.
Talking to our good friend Chris Sanders on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Hey, man, sorry your season ended last Friday night.
Oh, golly, Miss Marty. Thanks.
Sorry.
Man, you just reminded me. I almost forgot, man, because it hurt when you lose those games.
Well, I know. We've talked about that before, about saying goodbye to your guys and everything and all that. I just wanted to put it out there that, look, you made the playoffs, second round. A lot of teams don't even make the playoffs.
Yeah. It's tough. And I talked about it last week, to where – the hardest part of the season is when you lose your last game, and then the seniors that you coach from 9 to 12th grade, then all of a sudden it's over. But here's the beauty of it, is when I'm walking back to the bus and, I have a little bit of tears in my eyes, two of my receivers come up to me and they hug me and they say, Coach, thank you for being my coach. And then I look at him and they say this to me. They say, Coach, our relationship's not going to end there. They say, I want you to come to my wedding. I want you to come in the birth of my children. I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even though football is over, yeah, it's painful. But if I just teach you to be great wide receivers and teach you to run a good route, and I don't teach you about life and teach you how to overcome adversity, then I did a disservice to you. But for those guys to actually say those, to want me to come to their wedding and their kids being born and all that, it's bigger than football.
That's why you do it.
Amen.
That's why you do it, isn't
exactly
it, Chris?
That's exactly why I do it. Absolutely. I mean, can I share a little story?
Sure.
And I'll be quick. It's a guy named William Tanner that I coached a long time ago when I first got to NBA. And everybody was talking how bad he was. He's crazy. He's done all this crazy stuff. So I say, okay, meet with me at 6 in the morning. So he meets with me at 6 in the morning, and he's standing on the track, and he's kind of has his head down. So I look at him. I say, will you step on this field? That old Tanner, that old guy that they said that they was, I said, that guy is dead. I said, when you step on this field, you're going to be one of the best receivers to ever come out of here. He says, Coach, with tears in his eyes, he said, Coach, I trust you. So now he gets to his senior year, and he becomes one of the best wide receivers to ever come out here. Now, on the flip side of that, now he's a manager of a bank. He owns his own house. He has a beautiful wife. He has a beautiful kid, and he's changing lives. That's the reason why I coach right there.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. And to add to that, I'm on a group text with a bunch of offensive linemen that we all met up through Instagram. And it's great because we're all linemen. And so they posted a thread tonight about, you know, when you a guard pulls, kicks out the end, running back scores a touchdown. And I said, you know, as an offensive lineman, there's nothing a greater feeling than blasting your guy, than watching your teammate, your running back, get to the end zone. With that being said, you know, as a receiver, when we talk about this all the time about being greater, you know, you're part of a greater process. When you saw Derek Mason score a touchdown because you took out the safety or you saw whoever score, tell people what that feeling's like when you're not getting the glory, but you're part of the process.
And I'm so glad you brought that up because a lot of people don't want to be part of the process. I'm going to give you a perfect example. In 1999, when we were on our way to the Super Bowl, we went down to Indianapolis Colts, and Eddie George runs like a 60-yard touchdown. Look at all the guys hustling down there. I'm running down there. Mason's running down there. I think Joey Kent was in the game. Everybody's running down there. Why? To make the team successful, not just the individual. And then on the flip side, 1999, the same year, we're playing the Atlanta Falcons. I run a slant, and I catch it, and I run a 46-yard touchdown. I go back to the sidelines, and Joey Kent is laughing on how he blasted the safety. Oh, no, Derek Mason's laughing how he blasted the safety. That's what it's all about. We miss the team concept. It's me, but I get to go blast the safety so you can be successful. If we just get a hold of that, then all of a sudden our world will be a better place to be if we make others successful.
And that's why, like, you know, last night, Jameis Winston, you know, they win after the game are like, hey, he's like, I don't care. We won.
Absolutely.
We won.
We.
And I was like, you know what? I mean, we get lost in translation sometimes because we hear that all the time. But when you truly mean that we are going to win, I mean, you take your team to a different level.
Yeah, I mean, that's what coaching is. It's making others successful. Can I just preach for 2 seconds?
No.
And I'm not trying to be Mr. Religious Guy. But look at Jesus. He's the most influential person to ever walk this earth. But he's washing the disciples' feet. I mean, just look at that. This is the creator of the universe to say, you know what, hold on. I see that your feet are dirty. Let me wash them. And that's why I love coaching. This is why I love being in the position that I am, because I get to wash people's feet and help them and be the person that they're capable of being. If it's coaching, if it's being in meetings, if it's meeting with kids and doing all the things I love to do, it's about just being there for somebody. It's kind of like this, and I'm going to leave it alone. One of my favorite movies is Superman. And in Superman, before he got his powers, his dad said this. He said, with great power comes great responsibility. And that's what we got to understand. When we're coaches and we're fathers and all this, with great responsibility, with great power comes responsibility. What? It's to make others better. And that's why I love to do what I do.
I love that. And this is why I love these conversations with you. Because and we've talked about this, that there are so many former players, former NFL players that stay in Nashville or come to Nashville. And what do? They coach. And look, they don't have to. I mean, you know, especially nowadays, like, they don't have to. They do. And I think that is just so cool that there's this just thought process of paying it forward.
Yeah, and to see somebody else be successful. And, you know, the good thing about it is when I coach, I don't tell a lot of kids all my accolades. A lot of times I tell them all the mistakes that I made. And sometimes, you know, we got to be vulnerable and just open ourselves up and say, you know what? Coach Sanders blew it. Coach Sanders made some mistakes. So now when they get in life, they can be great, not just great football players, but just be great, man. And that's why eventually I want to coach in the NFL and do player development and all that stuff to give back to what the NFL has given me.
I love that. And that's what we love about you for sure. Houston Texans are a pretty good team, as we know. We've seen CJ Stroud kind of have some struggles this year, I don't even want to call it a sophomore slump, but you know, the league's got some tape on him. If you're the Titans though, I mean, what is kind of the message? You talk about coaching. What would be the message that Chris Sanders would deliver this weekend?
Hey, you have nothing to lose. I mean, you got to go out there and just play. I understand that the Texans are 7-3 or 7-4. and you just got to go out there and play ball. We had this slogan at Ohio State. We say they put in the pants just like we do. They're men just like we do. I mean, just like that movie with Rocky. Everybody's like, you know how big he is? You know how strong he is? You can't win. But did you hear what Rocky said? He said, if they have the guts to stand in front of me, he's going to be willing to die. And that's exactly when you're playing football and you're going to get somebody that may be better than you, but guess what? You got to beat me on that day. And if they had that mindset of, oh, you know what? I understand that you're the Houston Texans. I understand that you're in front of the AFC. So all that stuff is great. But on this day, you're going to have to be willing to die. And I'm not saying die figuratively. I'm talking about, you know, it's going to take everything you have to beat me. And if you go in there with that mentality, you have that type of attitude, anything is possible to go in there and beat the doggone Texans.
Amen with that. Hey, I got a question. You know, when Levis had the 98-yard pass to NWI, why don't more teams do that out of the end zone and take a shot or two? And beyond that, why don't more teams take 40, 50-yard shots down the field? Because I'm telling you, a DB doesn't want to chase a wide receiver down the field when a wide receiver, that's all he wants to do. Why don't more teams take deep shots?
I think in that situation, that was just a great call. A great call by Brian Callahan. And I'm gonna tell you why. If you look at Minnesota Vikings, they've had their hair pinned back and to rush the quarterback, and they bring in everybody, and they had two defensive backs. So what they did is they had two receivers to the right side. And their defense was playing a catch defense. When I say catch defense, it's kind of like you got a safety high and you got a corner that's going to sit on anything flat. So what happened is the number two wide receiver in the slot ran an out route. NWI runs a go route. The defensive back sits on the out route and the safety shallow, and he throws it over top and he catches the touchdown. That's uncommon. That's not going to happen.
And that was the impetus for the Miles Davis with the run and shoot. Was like, absolutely. I'm going to get four receivers out there. You can't cover all four of my guys.
You can't, exactly.
So that's what the thing is, like, just throw the ball down because you're going to get one-on-one coverage. Just take a chance. Do the 50-50.
Absolutely. But see, here's the thing is, you know, when you're an offense and you're backed up at the two-yard line, you don't have that much room. So you can't take a seven-step drop. You got to take 1, 2, 3 and let it go. And that's exactly what happened. And the safety took a bad angle. But if he stays, you know, in his half, he's going to pick that off. So, you know, I thought it was a great call by Brian Callahan, but 9.9999999. That's not going to work.
No, I know. That's why take a shot. What do you have to lose?
What do you have to lose? But you got to catch them in the right defense, and you better make sure you get the ball out quick. And it was just a great timing, a great call, and you know the coverage was right for them to run that play. So, you know, I agree. You could take more shots, but you better believe, you better make sure it's the right coverage.
Well, I agree with you on that. And you know, we go back, and Chase and I, we laugh about this all the time about shotgun from the 1 yard line going in or going out. But I tell people all the time, like,
Joe has nightmares on that.
I do. But you know, I've said this before. Joe Montana never once with the 49ers went under shotgun. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Not one time.
I
do you know
did not
why?
Know that.
You know why? Because Bill Walsh, and I've told this 1,000 times, Bill Walsh, the great coach, did not want Joe Montana taking his eyes off the defense for 1 second. And I'm thinking, man, and now it's like shotgun, shotgun, shotgun. And it just it drives me insane with all that. Yeah. That's why I like, you know, drop back, throw the ball down the field. And here's something else, Chris. I'm on a tangent right now. I'm not stopping. So now we've gone the spread offense. That means the DBs and linebackers are faster, not bigger.
Absolutely.
Football's going to turn where they're going to line up and just drive it down your throat.
Right. Yep.
Power football is coming back. I'm telling you, it always does.
And you know what team is doing that? The Ravens.
Yep.
they go 21 personnel, two backs, one tight, and two wide receivers, and have a fullback. Name two teams in the league that run a fullback set.
Not many.
Ravens and sometimes the Chargers. Maybe sometimes they run has a fullback. But I guarantee you, when it's cold and your lips are chapped and it's 2 degrees and they start running through your lips, you be like, oh my gosh, I don't want them to run the ball. So
right.
I agree with you 100%. So you know it's going to happen when it gets to December. That's going to be the downfall of the Kansas City Chiefs because they don't have a run game.
We'll see for sure. Chris, always enjoy these chats. Thanks so much.
Man,
and we'll
love y'all so
on
much.
Sunday.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy.
Absolutely. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us as he always does here on Fridays at 10 o'clock. And you know, we always feel better about these about ourselves when we have these conversations with Chris. So always a good time. We'll be listening to him, Jared Stillman, and Derek Mason for the pregame show coming up on Sunday at Twin Peaks in Madison from 9:30 to 11:30 as they get ready for the Texans game. Pregame is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, Sundeck Nashville, Sloan's Motorcycle ATV, and award-winning Blue Note Juke Joint and Blue Note Crossroads Bourbon. Coming up next, we'll get more into this Titans matchup against the Texans. And
little breaking news from Adam Schefter. We'll tell you coming up next. You'll like this. Coming up next.
Okay. We will do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.